Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I want to give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience out there and those that are listening to us. We want to be able to support Christian Television Network across the nation and across the world. They're going to be focusing on raising support during this upcoming week. So you can catch us on VFNTV.com. You can catch us on the app. And we're going to be standing with with WHBR and CTN across the world. Yeah. And it's exciting what they have done and what they are going to do. And we're excited about the breakout that's going to be taking place. I also want to give a quick report this morning today, for those that are listening on radio and watching this, I guess, on television this morning, is the general, which we know, Steve Hill, who's gone to be with the Lord, that he is going to be honored in the Gulf Coast region in Pensacola, actually at the church, 3100 West DeSoto Street, Pensacola, Florida, Brownsville Assembly of God, where several streams are coming together and... you can be a part of that, but probably the best way to be a part of it is by watching it live. And you can go to VFNTV.com to find out the details. But if God TV and Daystar is going to be broadcasting it live. And you can find out about all that by going to VFNTV.com. There's a banner on the front honoring Steve. And this is a moment. I mean, you know, the next day, that moment's over. So you have to seize the moment. Right, the opportunity in this moment.
The opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime.
Exactly.
That was him.
And we just want God to see us honoring someone that so honored him. And I mean, just think about it. I was counting the time frame from the time that Father's Day 1995, when you know he came, but prior to that, he was already in revival in his heart. But that was 19 years later that he'd be standing before the God that he preached.
Wow.
19 years later.
That's right. Wow.
Think about that. 19 years. Mm. You know, I know you used to count Sundays and weeks and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now you count hours and minutes, right?
Lord.
But think about it.
Yeah.
19 years later, the God and the Jesus that he told so many about, the love of the Lord, that in 19 short years, he would be standing in the presence of our awesome Savior, Lord, King, with a crown just filled with all kinds of jewels that he would not give up, so that he could lay it down at the feet of Jesus and say, you know, here, because he was so grateful for what God did in his life. And the more God's forgiven you, the more you realize God's forgiven you, the more you love.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and... I really love the Lord.
I know, we're
getting much feedback. I mean, you know, somebody said you crosswalked. They said you crosswalked when you were in New York. But you know, it's just honoring him. And speaking of that, I had a chance to go honor a fellow officer that had his life was cut short. You know, great man, Ray Griffin, and. Just a great officer. I believe 30 years he worked with in law enforcement.
Wow.
He's just one of those. I mean, the lines were so long. The lines were so long at visitation, but you go in to spend and honor him and the viewing and different things that people call that throughout the nation. But they're so long. It came from where he was, out of that place, around down hallways, back into another place where somebody else would be having a viewing for another loved one. Out of that. Another turn all the way back down and down again. And this was probably about an hour into it.
Wow.
And so it just, that's how much he's affected. I mean, he's just so many friends. But Ray, I mean, it's this real sad moment, you know, for so many of us that lost a good friend. But as Neil Forrester, his close friend, was saying that, you know, he had talked with Ray, and we know where Ray is right now. Mm-hmm. And, his wife, Priscilla, I just want you to know we're praying for you, and our hearts go out to you, and the love still stays. You know, we're still standing with you. As you can see, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere, as one guy said. And We're just praying for the family, and we just thank you, Lord, for Ray's life. Mm-hmm. And all the citizens in the say Escambia County, for example, that he had tirelessly, you know, kept everybody safe. Think about that. This is a hero. We mm-hmm. honor our heroes that come back from war, and that's right. But understand, law enforcement, every single night, every single day, every single morning, they're out there. You know what I'm saying? They're out there doing that for you. And when their life comes to an end, when their candle goes out here, you know, we want to honor them and thank them and thank their family. Cause it's pretty interesting being a spouse of a law enforcement officer. I remember sitting there coming to the house one night for dinner or something. Donna fixed me dinner, and you know, you get used to all the, you know, you don't need to watch anything scary or anything. It's on the radio all day long, and you carry your radio with you. And I'd came in, and Donna had some food ready, so I drove in a hurry. My cruiser sat down and was going to eat and just put my radio on the table like you do, and so you can hear what's going on. And I'm just eating, going, this food's good. I looked over her, she's like biting her fingernails and everything. I was like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, there was somebody that had a burglar going on. The officers were already there en route, and she was in her closet. And she's, I hear him coming up the stairs, and Donna was just beside herself, realized it's not good to come home with radio and create, you know, kind of tension around the house, right?
Wow.
And I'm like eating up and stuff. It's like, this is just everyday, you know, life. And that's what they do. Law enforcement stand up for us. And it's kind of hard to, if you've never been in law enforcement or never been really connected to them, that they're special people. And this is what the Lord says. The Word of God says, blessed are the peacemakers. And the original name for law enforcement were peace officers. They're there to be able to ensure the peace.
Keep the peace.
You know, and then the Bobby thing came out of Europe, and then the police officer, but it was a peace. You know, and when a good law enforcement officer shows up, you know, peace should be the ramifications of their presence, which means sometimes, hey, the one who wouldn't be peaceful
has to be helped out a little
we'll
bit.
We'll see you in about 5 to 10 years. And but it's rehabilitation. God loves you. We'll come visit you and see how things are going. But I just want to give a big shout out to all of our law enforcement out there. It was so cool to see Lee Wasden. You know, it's so hard. Lee Wasden was the officer on the cover of Don Parker's book that said, "You're under arrest. I'm not kidding." You know, a humorous book about Don Parker's life. And it was just his life in law enforcement. Like somebody went in to kick a door in, you know, the old fashioned way you kick a door in, and his foot, the door was so rotted, his foot stuck through the door, and his leg was in the door, and he couldn't get out. And so here they are with this bad scene. He's like, my leg's stuck in the door. It's not like the movies. It's not like the movies at all. And he tells all these stories, and it's just really funny. But that was Lee, because Lee was like that big, you know, bulked up dude. He's a little bit not bulked up anymore. But his stories are hilarious, man. Wow. Just listening to the guys and what's going on. So I want to give a shout out to all of the fellow and lady officers that are out there today, that our hearts go out to Ray. His funeral is today. And just honoring him. You know, he was in traffic. He's probably one of the ones you've seen that escorted other people with in the South. They actually escort the funerals and honor the citizens. You know, they don't do that up north.
No.
But
no.
Northerners come down like, what is going on here? Is that a parade or something? No, this is a funeral.
We stopped here? Very nice honoring thing. You can't really do that in big cities, but.
Right. Especially in New York back in the 70s. Yeah. Like, you never would have went anywhere because there would be a funeral every 5 minutes for the things that were going on back then, but not now. Not now. Disney actually owns 33rd or whatever.
42nd Street.
42nd Street. Disney didn't own it while I was there.
What did you? That's another program.
Yeah, that's a totally another program, man. That's a totally another program. You can read it at meetmyfather.org when you see et cetera. But we just want to give a big shout out to all of our law enforcement out there. Thank you for what you're doing and keeping us safe. I mean, you know, being willing to do what's right, to walk through that thin line of, you know, will the community support me in this decision, and will the jury realize I'm for the community, or think be in a different light of that. And it's just a real tense place to be. That's where I learned how to be a minister. Isn't it true that you planned? I didn't plan. Wait, in their defenses and stuff, you know, it's like, oh, come on. But So here we are today. I want to have a quick update on God's news behind the news. Just this morning in Israel, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that there was an intense night of firing taking place from Gaza. Over 60 rockets were fired from southern Israel last night by a jihad militant group, reportedly avenging the death of three of their leaders that was killed on Tuesday. And that was last night. And just this morning, four more came over. And remember, we just reported, right, that they caught the Navy, the Israeli Navy caught the Iranian ship that was bringing those in to be able to more than likely give them to them.
To that area, right?
To that area. And you have to understand this. I don't have the word up right here, but we have it in our prayer community. But we're praying continually, Lord, uncover these these bombs and these, you know, all these different methods the enemy is trying to use to harm Israel. And that's been happening. But when 60 missiles are fired over your borders and there's 170,000 pointed at Israel, Chuck Pierce said, watch Iran in February and March because a potential outbreak of war would take place.
Yeah, he actually dated it up to March 21st, keep praying, is next week.
Up to March 21st. And realize this, and for some of those that are looking at some of the prophecies that we put up, some of the dreams that we put up, understand we didn't put them, or we told them because that's what God said, and blood would be on our hands if something went wrong. But secondly was that if it's a tragedy, we can pray to prevent that. Mm-hmm. And God just lets us know what's going to happen.
And there were shots fired in Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Not from Israel.
Yeah, these 60 rockets were fired into southern Israel last night. Okay. Into Israel. And that four other rockets this morning from Gaza into Israel.
Right.
While the Prime Minister from Great Britain, Brown, is there talking about the two-state solution. We strongly support the two-state solution. But I really believe I'm starting to sense in my spirit this is going to be like the 1967 situation where Israel reluctantly went to war, but when they went. The next thing you know, Jerusalem was in their borders, in the present territory. And it was 7 days. Wasn't it seven days? Yeah, when you're a little like that, you got to have
a six-day war.
Six-day war, sorry, six-day war. And they still have the tanks on the side of the road to remember what happened on that.
Sure do.
We didn't do right more there. Of that. We just cleaned stuff up,
throw a sheet over it.
We need to remember that last election. No, that's probably, I'm starting to sense that Gaza's fixing to be annexed.
Mm.
You know, the way Putin's trying to annex part of the Ukraine right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, we took a vote. That's sort of like, you know, the city next to you is taking a vote. They're going to come out of America. And there's some wild things going on right now. So there it is. Four blood moons. If you haven't heard it, all the things we've been talking about, the best of times and worst of times, but it's going to be the best of times the church has ever seen because the harvest is going to be shaken loose. I mean, God is bringing a harvest. And according to the word that the Lord spoke to Bob Jones, over 1 billion souls, because when the Lord told him, says, you want to go back and you heard this earlier this week and you can hear it, you know, one of God's generals that had gone to be with the Lord, he said, I want you to go back. And he's in heaven. And he goes, I don't really want to go back. And he says, for 1 billion souls. And he says, I will go back for souls.
Yeah.
So all that ministry that when he came back was for 1 billion souls.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he would see those souls begin to come in before he would go be with the Lord. And so he was gone to be with the Lord. So we're seeing it right this moment. We have so much more to share with you after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can teachers lawfully promote a particular religion in public school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
You know, I'm concerned about the powers that be when they say that we can't talk about Jesus in the schools. How come the Constitution uses the expression in the year of our Lord and we're denied that ability? Teachers themselves should be able to promote Jesus in the schools because of the Constitution.
You know, the Supreme Court has drawn a distinction between the kind of what we would call state action, which is the teacher speaking, versus the students. The students clearly have the right to have Bible studies, prayer meetings, share their faith, evangelize, the events like See You at the Pole. That can can take place without any constitutional problem. The difficulty is for teachers. The teacher is deemed under existing Supreme Court law to be the actor of the state. They cannot evangelize or what they call proselytize their faith without running afoul of the Constitution.
Stand with us and join the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Oh. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Join me as Pat and John. We're going to go right into telling you sometime this year we're going to talk about the son of Hamas and Mossad Youssef, called son of Hamas. We're going to talk about this. I don't know if there is a... There we go. Here we go. And we're going to be talking about... this is an awesome Christian man who is the son of one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow.
And he actually worked for them, his dad and all, and the perspective is going to be really good. We're definitely going to get to that guarantee 2014. I just realized, I feel like we need to dedicate four distinct programs to it because we have him talking. And we, as Christians, need to get a perspective for the nations, the ethnos. So we are reaching them all, you know, reaching them all. And I think about, you know, Steve Hill, again, he's got people in, I think, right there in the Middle East ministering there. Maybe it was Pakistan. A tenfold of thousands of votes receiving the Lord.
Yeah.
Those just powerful things that are going on.
We do have that prayer for Israel. We'll make it available on the torch.
Yes. Very good. Well, the prayer and also the Chuck Pierce's, it's under, do you see that as well? The prophetic statement under more information into the prayer community. But the we're going to be talking about continuing our conversation that we started yesterday about the Lighthouse Prophecy. Because we want to be... We want, you know, the thing about prophecy, there's two things about prophecy. One is, you know, it can be a warning, which are really good because if you're about to go off a cliff, it's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's sort of like your wife saying, take a left here. I know. And it was good. She told you to take a left here, but your flesh is going like, I would have gotten it right. I would have eventually would have come back.
That happened to you too.
I would have gotten it right. No, I'm just, she just told me. What
you did. Okay.
The, right. You get a GPS, right? Who needs a GPS anyway? So the man, this, you know, just a little breaking news right here in regards to this airline missing from Malaysia situation going to Beijing. I was speaking to one of this, I can't unveil his name or anything, but Special Forces, that within 36 hours he was in Afghanistan from when the 9/11 towers went down, and his whole crew was, and He was talking about the very fact that these cell phones these people have, they're still pinging. They're still pinging, which means they're not underwater. And so he was saying that he's suspecting, this is not official reports, that this is somebody definitely with no 30 years in that kind of line of work. is it could be going to Iran. A whole that whole jet could be going to Iran, which is the preparing for the Four Blood Moons and you know, flying an airline of that size into and all that. Of course, Israel will know. I mean, if you see a 747 coming in,
believe me, Israel
they know,
will know.
They know what's up.
They look with ants for their satellites going. Exactly. Is that a
in fact,
Hamas
they're watching,
ant?
They're watching us now.
Is that a Hamas ant or is that is that a friendly ant? But talking about the Lighthouse prophecy, it was a prophecy, as I mentioned yesterday in an earlier program, that Bob Jones, a prophet who's with the Lord, just recently gone to be with the Lord, was given this word by God. And it was about the prayer mountain that's in
South Korea,
that God was going to move it to Pensacola, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we get excited and we think, boy, it's now. And it's like, well, no, it's kind of pretty, probably about 20 years. But the fact that, you know, in the word, and we're talking about what's happening. And the interesting thing about this word, and you can hear the whole thing, is that it's sort of like, you know, Israel's getting this prophetic word saying you're going to have 10 plagues and then the Lord's going to show himself mighty and for us. And then he's going to lead you out and you're going to put blood over the doorpost. And they tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see the frogs and you see the blood and you see the plagues and then you see the blood on the doorposts and you see people suffer because, you know, and so it's a big difference being someone who went through the Passover versus someone who's celebrating the Passover.
Mm.
And a lot, I think there's many people that can talk from this perspective, but we definitely can talk from this perspective that, we've walked in this word.
Oh yeah,
we've walked in this word. We've seen, as we talked about, the spiritual vandals, you know, vandalizing the truths of God and the move of God and the things that are going on. And this is the big thing, you know, as we're talking about. We're going to begin to talk about it in this program. We're going to continue in the next program. This is what Jesus said. I mean, this is what God said through His Son, because He said nothing unless He heard His Father say it. He said, "People are going to do things for me in their minds, not understand they're killing me. It's going to be religious." And you have to remember, just because it's religious to you doesn't mean it's right. And he said, people are going to kill you and think they're doing me a favor. He's talking to his body. He says, whatever you do, the least of these of mine you do to me. He told Saul, why are you persecuting me? Well, you think, well, that, you know, Jesus is with the Father. No, the body, when we actually do something wrong to the body of Christ, for example, if you and your spouse, you know, you're a believer and your spouse is a believer, not only is he your husband, but he's also the body of Christ. And not only is she your wife, but she's the body of Christ. So ever how you treat her or treat him, that's how you're treating Jesus. And he even talks about many people die early for wrongfully discerning this fact. Or you see children who don't understand that your parents are Christians and you're not only coming against the way God's established things, but you're coming against God. Mm-hmm. You're coming against your folks, and your folks are probably interceding for you as they're praying for you, mm-hmm. that, you know, something wouldn't badly happen. And so vandals were coming in religion, is what this prophetic word we've been talking about, and they were just causing the leaderships in what God was doing to be sunk and destroyed and that type of thing, you know, and just basically imagine spray painting wrong perceptions of what God says across somebody's ship, mm-hmm. or church gathering place or forehead, you know, whatever it is. I don't know. And so, I mean, this is the word. And then we saw it. And when you're in it, it's kind of difficult. When you're being vandalized, all you can do is just go, like, help me get through this. You know, help me get through this. Because it's really tough, you know. I can imagine, you know, what it's like when, you know, a husband is sitting here watching his wife spray religious graffiti across his forehead. You know, it's like, this is my wife, and why am I getting, you know. Mm-hmm. Or somebody who's a member of your fellowship being used to damage your fellowship or to bring false accusation against your fellowship or to bring division and strife and discord or to go out publicly and, you know, gossip and rumor or go to media and begin to say these things against the body of Christ.
Mm.
You know, and that's what David talked about. You know, I could take something for a stranger, mm-hmm. You know, I could take something for a stranger, but this is someone that was amongst us. Mm-hmm. But you know, Judas, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It, you know, it's just that's just that thing. And so, but the great thing about this word is that he's talking about that he's looking for anyone who sincerely says, "I will partner with you, God, and allow you to do this thing, to bring the light back into these lighthouses again." That's called the lighthouse prophecy. And so maybe that's you. Maybe you're sincere. You say, you know, I want to bring the light. And you think, what is a light? He says, go be the light of the world. And that's what we talk about, keeping the conversation light at VFN TV and the daily radio program. What we're doing is kind of looking at how things are and then seeing what God's word says about it. We're abiding with the Lord through all this, seeking his perspective and shining the light of God's word on that. And that's the light. Mm-hmm. You know, put the light on it. God's word is a light unto my feet. It tells me where I'm at. And it's a lamp unto my path that tells me where I'm going. You're in the dark if you don't have the lighthouse. You know what I'm saying? You're in the dark. Right. And lighthouses help you get through storms and help ships survive in difficult times. And I believe the Lord is reestablishing. I mean, over and over again, he's told us. He's reestablishing and he's going to put light back in the lighthouse again. So make sure you catch us on our next program. We'll be just a moment because it's four programs back to back. We're going to break it down and talk about Bob Jones's prophetic word that was given that was reiterated by, I believe, a spiritual son of his, at least definitely family, Paul Keith Davis. And join us there. It is the lighthouse prophecy. God tells us in advance if we believe God and move in that by faith and say, Lord, here I am, use me. I think we're going to see some great and mighty things.
Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey and Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. A big shout out there to Christian Television Network audience. And joining me is John Paul.
Hello.
Hola, Mr. 39 years old, almost 39, 40 in a couple of days.
Seven, eight.
Anybody
couple
still
days.
Wants to send, you can find a post on that. Also, Pat Hamilton, the hello, producer hello. Of the program. We are talking about and continuing our conversation about the Lighthouse Prophecy. Because some things we talked about it in the beginning was just kind of, you know, just telling you the prophecy, mm-hmm. but now we're kind of interjecting our journey on it.
That's right.
And a lot of people, I'm sure, I don't know, I can't tell you, probably could say some of the same things, because you're talking, you know, 700 cabinet members that God's right. putting together. But I feel, I'm getting to feel it in my heart, you know. For kingdom-minded, the thing about it is that are you willing to give up your kingdom, you know, for the kingdom of God? And somebody says, I don't have no kingdom. Well, then you find out when you have to give it up.
That's right.
You know, and normally, I mean, it's pretty much been like that all along. When you look at economies and all that, and the nation's conflict, it's been about people having to give their job up, give their money up. Like, somebody took my job, and all of a sudden, people latch on to whatever narrative at the time is to be able to make sure they get to keep their kingdom, their job. Mm-hmm. And as Christians, we believe that even if somebody takes from us, God will restore it to us.
That's right.
A hundredfold. Mm-hmm. If we work hard, you know, and honor God with the tithes and the offerings, abide with him, you know that ever how it turns out, it's a good thing. God's going to take care of you. I mean, look at the weight John's gaining. I mean, God can take care of you.
No,
you
did know. You? Wow. Yeah, right. Did you hear that?
It's wow. me. I was deflecting. Wow. I was deflecting.
Can we zoom?
Believe me.
You know what?
I'm getting communication on it.
I'll release us. All
right, right, right.
I won't hold
it. Really, he's not. He's really not gaining weight.
No, he's working out. I've seen him.
You know what? TV. Right. It's TV ads. You know what I'm saying?
It's TV. They say TV ads. Puts 100 pounds on you, right?
There you go.
Who cares? We're prepared for famine, right?
That's right.
We're prepared for famine.
Stored up.
These guys out there, they'll be passing. I was like,
Pat.
I'm eating a steak as we speak. I ain't going nowhere. Just digesting the stuff. Anyway, so we're talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy because it is it's a prophetic word. Proven true, happening before our very eyes, given by Bob Jones, confirmed in so many different ways, even in his memorial was confirmed by all the streams, because look at all the streams God prepared for the end time harvest of that one man.
Yeah. Because that was just some mention. Yeah. There's a whole lot more that, you know, that didn't get a chance to actually speak there at right. the memorial.
Yeah, and he told him a billion souls. It's going to take all of us to bring in a billion souls. Uh-huh. So if you know Jesus, become his disciple. Begin to know who he is and right. follow his ways. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to VFNTV.com or you can go to iabide.org and begin to say, you know what? I want to know him and know his ways. He says, if you follow my teachings, you're really my disciple, which means if you don't follow his teachings, you're not really his disciple. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so you want to be a disciple. And by the way, his he tells us what to do because he's designed everything. And he knows how to take care of us, and he knows what's good. He's not putting a whole bunch of rules and laws down. He's just saying, hey, if you walk in front of the bus, it's going to hit you, and you're going to die.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody says, I don't believe it. Bladoon. You're going to stand in the throne room of God. Wow, you were right, God. The bus mm-hmm. did kill me. Anyway, so we're talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy because I think it's a now word. I see it being rebuilt and established, and And I start thinking about the Prayer Mountain being moved from South Korea to Pensacola, what the word that was given, and that it was going to be established, and that the nation was going to be reached by it. We talked about one of the words over Pensacola is the womb of America, and what a better place to birth prayer and the aspect of it, although it's coming, I believe, through IHOP, International House of Kansas City, prayer in Kansas City with Mike Bickle. But when we're reading the prophetic word here, is he talks about that a government would be established like a cabinet. And you think about it like the presidential cabinet where you have a secretary of state, secretary of defense, and all of that. And so there will be different giftings and different people have different abilities, and they'll all work together for one kingdom vision with no infighting and jealousy and all that. And it always surprises me. I mean, but it's just, you know, you're just being naive if you don't think that's... That was when I read this whole prophecy.
I know what you're about to say.
When I read this whole prophecy, the only thing that just like, oh, was that there can't be jealousy, envy, or infighting, you know, because it won't function.
Right.
And you don't want to think that, why would anybody be jealous of anybody if you're for the same kingdom? If you're for the kingdom of God, even Charles Simpson says, I believe if a dog comes in town preaching Jesus, throw him a bone. Yeah. I mean, if somebody's preaching Jesus and they're giving their life down, you should not be, you should not hinder them. You should help them because that's Jesus's gospel. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't believe it, the gospel is so powerful that even those who preach it who don't believe it can actually win folks. Matthew chapter 7, right?
Yeah.
Jesus said it. And so in that, he talks about this cabinet come together. It's going to be 700 ministers were sufficient to minister, to come together. They could minister to, they're going to be able to minister to 250,000 people at the same time. At the same time. Now, we're not talking about ministries not, you know, standing in front of a place and preaching at someone. We're talking about ministry. Think about that. You're actually ministering to folks. And then what an interesting thing that he calls it, the Lord's Woodstock. And if you remember, the Lord showed me, a Christian, I mean, obviously not the debauchery and stuff that's happening there.
Right.
But it was all outside and all these, I had this vision and that it was, you know, everybody was just in natural, normal attire, jeans and shorts or whatever and lawn chairs, but we're all piled outside. There's so many of us. And it was just like a clean, grassy, you know, Woodstock aspect of it. And I thought, man, that was so exciting to be able to see that. And we can do this. You know, if you don't have to do it in a building, you can really do it. You're not limited. I mean, the earth's pretty big.
Right.
And some of the more prophecy we talk about right here. And he says, the rule of God, as he goes on to talk about, he says, the Lord is preparing to build a temple for his sanctuary. And these brethren will be the temple of the Holy Spirit. In that place, a person must carefully watch their footsteps because there will be high levels of accountability. I mean, you think about high levels of accountability, a fear of the Lord. You know, it's one thing we've been praying about. And by the way, the fear of the Lord is our gift.
That's right.
The fear of the Lord keeps us. This is what God told Moses. He says, I'm going to do these dramatic things and show them how powerful I am in the wilderness so that the fear of God would keep them from sin. That's what he's talking about Israel when he brought them in the wilderness. Yeah. And if you have no fear of the Lord, you have a big struggle with sin, you know, in the fear of the Lord. And so we've been praying, dear God, you know, strike our heart with the thunders and lightning that come from your throne room that we may have the fear of the Lord that causes us to tremble in holy dread. People say, that's not how God is. You have to understand he's kind and he's stern. You know, that things that happen in this world happen in the new covenant time, not just the old covenant time. And he's a holy God. And he says, consider hardship as discipline. Why not just have a fear of him and not need it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not learn from Pat's history, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And my history.
That's right.
You know, believe me, you want to learn, right?
That's right. Just borrow it.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to buy my own. Okay.
We'll see you
in 40 years.
I know how that works.
And
you.
So that could scare a lot of folks, you know, high levels of accountability, but you just want to be authentic. I mean, this is about the Lord anyways, and you don't want to, you know, mess the gospel up and the kingdom. But then he goes on to say the Lord is saying that he wants to bring 700 people together that will not quarrel with one another, but simply agree enough to where his purposes can be established in righteousness and what the body would call, or is coming, the rule of God. God rules. Mm-hmm. He says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And quite often, you know, the church, we've been using that as a saying. It's like, hey, you know, this is church. And the whole thing is like, no, there's a king in our midst.
Yeah.
There's a holy king in our midst. There's a holy God in our midst. And he rules. So he's established in our presence. So now let's find out what he has to say. Well, how does he want us to live our life? In view of his mercy and because of his grace, that we say he rules. You know, God rules. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because then you start finding out all this other doctrine, but also the things that are in our schools and states and government and all that begins to be a byproduct because the church begins to walk in the ways of God. And just if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and let me rule in their life is what he's saying. He said, then I'll heal the land, which a byproduct of that, all of a sudden the nation of America begins to just turn and be healed. And it's healed when the true word of God that's spoken into existence is being followed, you know, with mercy and with grace, but just being followed there. So that's exciting. So if you want to find out what it's going to be like, there is a thing called the Bible, and you can begin to read it, and you can think, this is what it's going to be like. And you can believe God and say, man, I want to be a part of this, Lord. Yeah. I want to be a part of this. We're going to continue talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy when we come back from this break, but we're going to be talking about fresh bread. Fresh bread is what it talks about next.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Understand this. If you don't abide with the Lord, now is a time. Mm-hmm. Of all the times and all the history of this nation, now is the time to begin to abide.
No doubt.
While you have time. And if you don't know how to do it, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. Iabide.org. It's a simple plan. I mean, you can do it with a crayon and a piece of paper, but you need to believe me, because any kind of hireling you might have been following is going to panic and run. He says, this is what Jesus said. When they see trouble, they panic and run because they never cared about the sheep in the first place. And if they don't know your name, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know each other, it may be the fact they don't not care about you. They don't even know who you are. You need to get someone who knows your name and get close. And that normally happens in the context of a smaller gathering. So if you're in a large gathering of believers, I encourage you, you know, start in addition to that, you know, get in together in like a home group or something, or a small gathering, a coffee shop, and build vital relationships with a few other believers, and you can fundamentally transform who you are. And even that large gathering where there's everybody's in smaller groups, because I remember in New Orleans, you know, when Hurricane Katrina hit, that these large gatherings scattered everywhere and nobody knew anybody. You know what I'm saying? The database has gone, it's wet,
right?
You know, the computer don't work. They're in Houston, they're in Louisiana, they're in Mississippi. We were taking the people in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And this is what our friend said, Leo DeJesus, who lives right across the Mississippi there from New Orleans. He has an office that looks right over the Mississippi at the Superdome.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's cool.
He saw some stuff. No, actually that got built after Katrina. Mm. And although he did live there, but that kind of went away because on the side of the river. But he said that when the hurricane hit, it scattered the church all over New Orleans, and she's still scattered today. She's still scattered today. And that's what happens, because see, if you had shepherds, you may be scattered, but eventually your shepherd is going to find you because they know you. Mm-hmm. They know who you are. I mean, unless you're avoiding and running and eluding them, they are going to find each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but he says they're still scattered today. And I'll give a big shout out to Leo Jesus. And Sandy, oh my goodness, Sister Sandy and Brother Leo.
Yeah.
Great, great couple. She's like, get in here. How did you know that? And we met her. She was working in a flower pot. And literally. And Ants, Vines, and Flower Pots is a real good book to be able to get from Charles Simpson to begin to really think about this. Listen, it is time to do what you got to do what God's called you to do. This present day situation is being fundamentally transformed. I really believe it already has been. Now it's just a matter of flipping a few switches to be able to take it there. And but the church will survive if we understand how we're to operate. And if we need a manual, we got one. It's called the Bible.
Right.
It's the Bible. And it's called, we call it abiding with God, which is spending time with him, hiding his word in our heart, talking to God, listening to what he says, and just doing it.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm Greg Lancaster. Pat and John are joining. We're continuing talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy given by Bob Jones and reiterated by his spiritual son, I believe, definitely in the family, Paul Keith Davis, and lived out by many. And we've experienced some of this, but we're talking about it to encourage you to realize that there's hope. God has spoken over this whole situation. And the next part of this prophecy talks about fresh bread. Fresh bread. This is what he says. He says, "We can call it a temple or the kingdom of God, for he is the kingdom, and he is the center of the temple. The Lord has been instructing me to go back and look at the bread that has been stored up back in the 70s. In the 70s. And he says, I went back and checked the old bread in the Revelation, is what he's talking about, and I discovered that the bread was as fresh today as it was back then, as it was placed on the shelf. And what that means in the context of our journey is that a spiritual father to me, Brother Ken Summerall, is in the 70s is when the hippie movement and all that was going on, and a great mass of souls were coming in. There was an outpouring of fresh bread in the very place that we're talking about, in Pensacola. And it just happened to be, you know, in kind of the same vicinities and the same journey. And just want to encourage you, for those that think, you know, we can do this thing without our fathers, that we can just cut off whatever God did. I mean, including you know, parts, the church that had a season, and now they just kind of where they were, but they carried the word to a certain point.
That's right.
And brought it, you know, it's all of us. It's all of us. And in that, there was an outpouring in the 70s, and that's where Brother Ken Summerall had just a huge outpouring of just started Liberty College. Train and Launch was his vision. And God took that and launched missionaries that are all around the world today. And in that, what birthed out of that was the Father's heart, because suddenly when he went to go minister to a whole bunch of ministers in a particular place that, if I said, a lot of people wouldn't connect to, God just broke his heart and said that basically the ministers, people that are preaching to others, are fatherless. Mm-hmm. They need someone. And God was broken over and broke his heart over that. And then he just turned and said, listen, you know, it's about family. It's about family and fathers. And so God established the Father's heart. And he never had a problem, you know, being on the cutting edge. It was so cool to watch him there with his palm palette and his and all that stuff. And as a matter of fact, I still have on my phone now his last text to me when we were going to go. We were going to have some lunch together and some things that he said. And but one thing he said to me and those that God's called, he says, listen, that you are my special forces, and I'm going to use you to be able to basically establish. Special forces are part of the whole thing. It's just they kind of break new ground and they begin to open up new things, but everybody goes through that aspect of it. I mean, in the Malachi mandate, you remember, it's like, what are you doing? The Malachi mandate, what's going on? Then all of a sudden, the whole world begins to talk about Malachi. That's governors, right. And presidents, and
all the way to India
and because it was establishing something. and beginning to walk out. But that could only happen because it was on the shoulders of those like Brother Ken Summerall, who said, you know, it's a father's heart, you know, and he was a father to me. And also I'm blessed to have two spiritual fathers, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick, but it's kind of all the same understanding, you know, who we are and all that together. And so the '70s to me and to us mean something very specifically in Pensacola, where the lighthouse is going to be established, because, my spiritual father was, that's who God was pouring himself out around and touching many multitude.
Using mightily during that
using
time.
Him mightily. And it was when there, when he was wanting to build the Liberty Campus, which is now Teen Challenge out there off of Highway 98 in the southern part of that city in Pensacola. My father was the county commissioner back then. So Brother Ken, he went into my dad's office, and my dad was in a meeting, and he said, I need to meet with the county commissioner because they had everything stopped and they weren't going to build anymore and they needed a breakthrough. And so so dad's secretary went out to Brother Ken and said, well, you know, he's still in the meeting. He says, this is okay. I'll stay here. And he laid down on the couch. He laid down on the couch and he's just going to stay there. Right. And then of course she goes back in and says, you know, he's laying down on the couch out here. And so dad goes out there. My father, Zero Lancaster, goes and signs the paperwork that releases the being able to build Liberty Campus off Highway 98.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. And he writes about it in his book, Glory to Glory. And so there's so many connections that are going on, that there's a lineage going on. And so when we say 70s, when he said, I went back and checked. And this is what this generation that a lot of times that, you may be guilty of is going like, oh, that was back then, and that music's no, that's old music, or that's an old this, or that's an old that. We gotta honor what was.
That's right.
While doing what God is going to do, and it's that anointing that goes double portion that goes down. And so, in this prophetic word, Lighthouse Prophecy, it means a lot to us. It means a lot to me because it was my spiritual father, Brother Ken, that was walking and laboring and all that, and experienced all of the vandals, spiritual vandals that attacked him, you know, his character, and, you know, because it was the powerful move of God.
Yeah.
And it's tough for folks to see that. And because it's tough for folks to see it who don't want to go with what God is doing at that time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they're not of God. It just means they're not going to go on with that aspect of what God is doing, the news, and God's doing a new thing type thing. And so, but established on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And so when he says, when Bob Jones in the prophetic word talking about Lighthouse Prophecy, that he went back and they said that the '70s are going to be, you know, brought back up, and the bread that what God did there, which is deliverance and the power of God's spirit, the desire for missions, the huge harvest of, I mean, think about it. This is for those that don't understand, in the 70s in the hippie movement, or the hippies, they just didn't bathe. They didn't wear shoes. I mean, not all of them, but most of them. And they lived communal. This is coming out of the radical 60s and all the things that took place in the 60s, and it produced, you know,
the Jesus movement came out of that, right?
Yeah, the Jesus movement and all, but it produced all that negative stuff produced simultaneously while all that was going on. God was moving powerfully in the church, which means this: if you can disassociate yourself from all the upheavals that are taking place and lock into the kingdom of God and say, God, you're about to do something mighty, and stay focused on that, then you'll be a part of that parallel things that are happening in God. And that's what was going on here. So that 70s mean a lot to us in the context. And maybe you're listening to this now and you're thinking, yeah, I was a part of that. I was a part of that. Well, understand, you're going to be a part of this if you want to be a part of this, because, you know, it's all about God. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about one kingdom, you know, the kingdom of God, which Jesus is the Lord. And he goes on to say, he says, this bread is as fresh today as it was then, as it was first put away. I mean, it kind of like shelved it, and it's still fresh today. And then he talks about in this prophetic word, we have a couple of minutes left on this particular program, and we're going to continue in the following program. He goes, unfortunately, many of today's leadership preach more from a desire for personal security. This is a prophetic word. They preach from more of a desire for personal security than from the inspired word and leading of the Holy Spirit. He says, this is actually a feminine quality and unsuitable for God's government. The coming leadership of apostles and prophets, both men and women alike, must possess inner strength and a total abandonment to the Lord. they will be moved only by the fear of the Lord and not by the fear of man. That's powerful.
Right? Very.
And so when you're going after God, you have to understand you can't save your face. You can't seek his face and save your face at the same time. You just can't do it. But you just got to trust him that he'll take care of your face. You know, he'll take care of you. And whatever happens, if you're going after him, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could tell you right now, that 19 years later, when Steve Hill went for it on Father's Day in 1995, he has no regrets. Mm-hmm. Has no regrets. And so when this thing is about to, I feel like it's breaking loose now, but it's about to break loose in such a way, such a momentum that you have to understand that, first of all, if you're one of those that fall captive to using your abilities to cause fear in other people's life to get them to do what you want them to do, it's going to be great accountability towards that. It might not be good, Ananias, Sapphira, all those that kind of stuff. But we've seen some stuff. We've seen some stuff. I know I say stuff, but I just don't, it's too fresh. And so, but then the fear of the Lord, that's why you need the fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord will say, you know what? And this is what I believe. I forget the name of the evangelist, but John will tell us in just a moment probably. But he said, preach like this is the last time you'll ever preach. Give it everything you got like you'll never have a chance to do this again. Pour everything out of you so that when you're finished, you have nothing left because it could be your very last time. And that's what it's like. I really truly believe it's not somebody saying, I'm going to break this down in 15 parts over the next 3 years. It's like, I'm going to give it all to you now. It's going to be like drinking from a fire hydrant. You better get ready. Get you one of those coffee cans that directed right from the city. Because God is about to move. The lighthouse is being restored. Light is coming back to the Gulf Coast. We believe it's going to be a glory zone. The fire mountain, prayer mountain being established. And I believe the Lord is the embryo phase is being developed as we speak. Stay tuned. We're going to continue to talk about our next program. Four programs back to back.
Blue Angel Hot Tubs, Pools, and Spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.